What's up, brothers? This is Derek from the pod. Welcome back. Will enjoyed that one. Welcome back to the Late Night Social. If you know, you know. I'm going to move on from that here with my friends, Polly.
Yo.
Willie.
Hey.
Sphincter. Spencer.
What's up?
And Jacob is celebrating his anniversary with his wife, so he's not here tonight.
Wow, 3 years. Dude, how many weeks off are we going to give him?
That's the first one he's ever missed.
We definitely.
Ever? Come
ever,
on.
Ever? Forever? Ever?
I think so.
Ever? No.
He was sick one time.
And he had a vacation another.
Sick. Probably, so. Quotation marks.
He definitely gave us a lot of warning that he wasn't going to be here tonight, though, for sure.
I got more sick days than all y'all.
But tonight, our top five, and yes, we're going to go top five. I feel like it's been a while. Maybe it hasn't.
It has.
But our top five is top five intro songs you would use if you were a wrestler.
Yeah.
Like WWE.
Like walking
WWE, in. Come on, guy.
WWF is older than WWE.
But it's not WWF anymore. So
that's what I kind of watched if I...
Yeah.
That's what, you know, I wasn't supposed to.
And, I watched WCW.
Hey.
Dude, shout out all into WCW.
Shout out to the guest we just had on last week, or a few weeks ago, Richie. He gave us this one, right?
He did.
He did indeed, yeah.
Thanks, Richie.
So you're welcome,
guys,
buddy.
You guys want to shout out to the guest we had last week?
Nope.
You guys don't like them?
Not yet.
No.
Okay, wow.
Anyways, Polly, I know you took the aux cord out, but I'm going to get right back to you.
Okay.
We're going to sample these songs as we go. I don't know if we need to do this, but we didn't write none of this. It's not ours. We ain't claiming
We do
it.
Not own the rights to this music, to the music you're about
I
to hear.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Either way, you got to fight for your right.
The party. Polly, you're up.
Okay. I think that you guys, and you guys don't
if
have to
do
If
you take any of mine, I'm going to be so mad.
You guys don't have to do like this, but else. I think to understand my music, you have to understand what my wrestling name would be.
Okay.
And so I would have one of two names if I was a wrestler.
Paula Deen.
I would either be Pauly the Glizzy Henson.
Interesting.
Or I would be Paul the Eggman Henson.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Not Paula Deen?
No. I didn't think about my wrestler name, so I don't have anything for
so
you.
So if I was Paul the Eggman Henson.
Oh my.
This is number five?
This would be my intro.
Okay, I'll ask this later.
It's a good song.
Okay. I mean, it does fit the name, kind of a goofy name, you know. Here comes the Eggman.
Yeah.
Number five right there?
That was number five. If I was like the Glizzy, you know, if I was Paul the Glizzy Man, you know, something like that, then I think I'd have to go I didn't say what the name was. That was the Humpty Dance, Digital Underground.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd have to go with Hellraiser, Motorhead.
Okay. All right.
Pretty hype.
Just like a walking huge out with a glizzy in my shorts.
Do you eat the glizzy?
I walk out with a glizzy with mustard and chili with beans.
Ugh. And then you wrestle after eating beans.
Oh. Do you know who else had a Motorhead song?
Who?
And still does? Triple H.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't know that. Makes sense. So that was Hellraiser Motorhead number four.
You hear something interesting? One of my dad's karaoke go tos is the Humpty Dance.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
I think back to the Eggman. I think it would have to be number three. It'd have to be like Wherever I May Roam, Metallica.
Interesting. I've always thought Metallica would
I
make
walk
a good
out with
intro
like
song.
A carton of eggs. Imagine.
You start throwing them to the crowd.
Yeah. You could do like Stone Cold and crack two in the ring and just pour them on yourself.
Here I come. Eggs.
Oh my god.
Just oiled up. Just oiled up.
Nah, but all the wet, all the, all wet the eggs hair. Are boiled though. All of them are boiled.
Oh.
All right.
Help us.
That's terrible. All right.
That is awful. That was trash.
Hang on.
There was a wrestler, what was his name? The Boogeyman. And he was in there for a few years, but he was in WWE, and his thing was like he had like a painted face, and he looked like a Halloween costume. It was like kind of it was pretty freaky, but his thing was like he would like get I don't know if he poured out a bag or whatever, I can't remember, but he would like put like a handful of like worms and dirt in his mouth for a second, and like shake his head and like his mouth like he was eating worms, and then he would just spit them out, and he would do that like to his opponents and stuff too.
Yeah, I would just eat like. So I hard boiled eggs.
Yeah, Paul would just spit hard boiled eggs in his opponent's face and then just slam him on the mat.
All right, number two, if I was a wrestler, I'd come out to I think it's Blitzkrieg Bop.
Heard it here.
Is what it is. This is what it is.
Hey, oh, let's go. So old, man.
Ramones.
Let's go. So old. Hey.
It's so good.
There's a bass in there, but I'm pretty sure like when they first started, they didn't have a bass player.
That was I don't know about that.
The original punk rock.
All right, my last one on my number one. I'm going Motley Crue.
Uh-oh.
Dr. Feelgood.
It's a good song.
Glizzy in one hand, hard-boiled egg in the other.
Best of both worlds.
Oh, gosh.
Who wants to fight me right now? Nobody.
After you ate deviled eggs, after you ate boiled eggs, I'm out.
I mean, I would be the people's champ. There's no doubt.
That's the Rock's place, but all right.
The Glizzy Man.
You'd be the.
I'm gonna give it to. Let me give it to Spencer.
Let's go.
You get all the votes at the Senior Center, Citizen Center.
Senior Center, Citizen Center.
One of those.
Senior Citizen Center.
That one. Senior Center. You been saying
it's not. It's not easy to DJ and give your top five.
It's not hard.
Which is what I just did.
Hold my beer.
I was fading it in and everything.
I like it.
Are you gonna really quickly give us what your wrestling name might be?
Dude, I don't know. You threw that in there. I like it.
I have no idea.
I was actually taking a quiz to see.
That's a good idea.
This quiz just said my wrestling name is the Big Burp.
That's lame. I feel like you'd be
Z Daddy.
Zaddy.
You'd be like the worship leader.
No. Turn wrestler. Lame. No. I don't know, dude. What to think about that? You guys let me know.
Sphincter Zook.
Okay. My number five intro song, if I'm a wrestler.
The Amish Wrangler.
Yeah.
Dang.
Here we go.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Old Tom Petty.
Tom Petty's goaded.
I won't back down. I mean, and this is a nod to the Swamp, too. We play this every, like, third quarter, end of third quarter, going into the fourth quarter.
Because you got
90,000 strong singing it.
Because you're losing.
Walking out to this.
Goosebumps?
You'll ignore that.
Oh, yeah. What'd you say?
Because you're losing. It's
hard to win when you're in a real conference.
All I know is winning. I don't know.
My number five. My number four, absolute classic. Like, if you hear this intro and you don't have adrenaline pumping through your veins, you're wrong.
Oh, boy. Call me wrong.
Create the tension.
Is this Rush?
Create the tension. No.
Call me wrong.
Oh.
Oh. Standing at 5'10". 250 pounds
from Sarasota, Florida.
Sphincter Zoom.
The Amish Gladiator.
250. Who said that?
What's your gimmick?
That's not actually 250.
Are you just gonna carry out sticks of butter that you made and toss them onto the crowd?
That and biscuits that my grandma made. Ooh, the
Sarasota churner.
If y'all. The Sarasota churner, dude. That's awesome. That's the one.
I feel like that would be your signature.
Oh, that's
move.
The move. Yes.
The Sarasota chin lock.
So if y'all don't know what song that was Serious by the Alan Parsons Project, and that is like the famous Michael Jordan, like the Bulls. Oh, yeah.
From
opener.
North Carolina.
So good. Number three, I'm going to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Go figure.
Just calling
just tell house. Me, I'll be like, just barely stepping out right now. And then Pyro.
I can see that, though. Just oiled up.
Yeah.
Just oiled up.
Shirt off.
Roided up.
Oh yeah.
Would you go spandex pants or like the tighty whities?
Let's talk about the like what we're gonna wear after. That's a good.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. That was three.
I mean, it's your top five. I don't keep up.
Yeah, you're on two now.
Number two. Woo, this is gonna be good. Just bear with me there. It takes a second.
Oh, man.
Create the tension. I love the tension.
I got to knock this off my list.
Love the tension.
This is when, like...
And then when the guitar part comes in, woo!
Your opponent's in the ring, and they hear this, and they, like, start looking around. Like, oh, shoot.
There's, like, a star light.
Yeah.
There's, like, a light on the ceiling just shining stars right now. And you keep the lights down. And then right here...
Is that sizzle from the track?
Spotlight.
And then you walk in.
Look.
And the guy in the ring. The guy in the ring is like scared.
got a stank face.
Yeah. Sees
everything you ever wanted. Just dropped my phone. So one moment. All right, this last one I'm
freaking boomer. Just
let it slip. This last one just fits the name. Okay.
What name?
My wrestling name.
You don't even have it.
The ones we've talked about.
Oh,
okay.
One of them. Okay.
Hey.
Amish Paradise,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, let's go. Tell me this don't get you hype, though. Here we go.
As I walk through the valley of the shadows.
You went Weird Al, bro.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. That's my number one. You know I shun
fancy things like electricity.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
All right, I'm going to pass it to.
Pass that aux cord.
You're right. Let's go, Derek. Sorry, Will.
I don't think you're actually sorry.
Will's, no, I'm not.
Will's pissed. I did not make a playlist like Spencer, so I'm going to have to pull him up, but I won't be quite as quick.
Derek's wrestling name, D Rob.
According to Brent. Honestly, I have no idea what my name would be. I have a lot on here. And a lot of them are going to be angry, as Paul says. Mm. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. My first one. All right. Yeah. We'll go with this. Here's my first one.
Okay, a little bit of tension there.
There you go. You got to give it a minute.
Yeah.
All black. We're all black in the arena. You see a couple little lights flicker, and then just a bunch of flicker. Just strobing. Just everywhere.
Well, I'm hyped. I'm feeling it.
Anti-hero vibes, bro.
Oh, 100%. And then built up a little more strobes and smoke. Start to walk out slowly. Have a shirt on, though. Shirt gets ripped off. Pyro.
Let's go.
And at that point, I just run down. You got to keep the energy.
Ah, run's a strong word.
Yeah.
Nah.
I'm pulling for the other
light
guy.
Jog. I'll do a slight jog.
I'm definitely pulling for the other guy after that song.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm definitely going to lose.
I'm definitely pulling for the Amish Wrangler at that point.
All right. My next one, I think Paulie will appreciate. I don't know if you guys are going to know it, but we're going to find out.
So it's old?
Yeah, it's old. All right.
Ooh.
You like it?
Check it out.
Different vibes.
The only thing you need to do right here is
nod your f-ing head.
Yeah. Yeah. Polly's into it.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Hopefully there's no kids at the show.
Oh, there's plenty of them. There's plenty of them every time. That's my number four.
You'd be the Italian barber. That'd be your recipe. Hey.
I'd go with that.
Switchblade in your boot.
Pull out the straight razor and have an accident. Number three.
Or the dare barista.
No. Nope. Not me anymore. Not me anymore. I had 16 songs, so I'm kind of
gummy dare bear.
Siphling through.
Gummy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Saying that because he's gooey?
All right.
Oh, no.
Nope, I didn't pause it. I'm an idiot.
Good job.
Thank you.
Amateur hour.
Yep. All right. Number three. We're going to go this one right here. Also, the last one was Busta Rhymes, by the way. This would be a little more slow going, obviously, like, but the song itself can be a little aggressive, so most of my stuff's going to be aggressive.
I feel like with these
this
songs,
is dark. This one is, like the this is dark.
You have to know in the first 10 seconds who's coming out.
Yeah, you have to make a name for yourself. It would take time, but you could do it. So that was number three. Do I want to... Yeah, I'll do it. That's fine. This one I feel like makes sense for me at least. But where are you? There we go.
Better be Under Oath.
It's not. Believe it or not. I had it on there, but it's not.
It's either Paramore or Jonas Brothers.
Little Bill Murray.
I feel like if this was your song, you'd be the emo cowboy.
I could feel that. And then it drops in a little of the chorus and start running down.
Emo mafia.
Little heavy, little lighthearted.
If this is your song, you're definitely tapping out with me.
Nah, I don't know about
the
all
egg
that.
Man. I'm gonna put you in the old egg headlock.
I don't know about all that. All right, and my last one, which I had thought about prior, but I had to do it. This one's from my boy Daryl.
You haven't said what any of your titles are.
I said a few.
What was the last one?
That was Bill Murray, Empty Handed. So in order, it was. So I had not in order, but 44 More was Logic. The first one was Memphis Made Fire. And then I had that one, Bill Murray, Empty Handed, and then Break Your Neck, Busta Rhymes. This one is for my boy Daryl. Spencer, you're going to love it.
Oh, shit. It's the blind, leading the blind, leading
the blind to their demise. Under Oath?
Nope.
Break the Cycle. I don't know who it's by.
For Today.
For Today.
Let's go. Wait for the reverse snare.
Break a cycle.
Yes, sir.
Break
drops
cycle.
In.
Self-destruction, extended, a way of life.
You can't tell me you wouldn't be scared if you were an opponent.
No, man.
No, not possible. It's not possible. You'd be scared. But yeah, that's Break the Cycle for today. Got to do it every time.
Is that number one?
That was number one. And Lil Willie, you're last but not least. What you got?
That's his wrestling name for sure, Lil Willie.
Lil Willie's got to be his wrestling name.
No, his wrestling name is definitely Emo Al Borland.
Hey, my wrestling finish move, Dare Bear Special.
I don't want to know what that is.
You'd find out.
I don't want to know. Yeah, I don't want to know. This is number five. I'm just going to play it, and I'm going to explain it.
That's what we've all been doing, but all right.
Yep.
I'm already not scared.
It's like a jungle theme.
George of the Jungle?
No. It's old Lionel.
Lionel Richie.
Mm-hmm. All night long.
Uncle
baby.
Lionel.
So, this song.
Your mom's favorite wrestler.
That's right.
5'6".
You can bleep this out.
198
pounds.
198. 218.
200.
All those numbers are low.
268.
240.
Let the music 5'10".
Yeah, but if you were working out and you were shredded,
218.
268.
No. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to
party, caramba, fiesta, Corella.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's
I love Uncle Lionel.
Yeah, so that song is like, obviously it's a very sensual song. You and think. I think that would have an impact psychologically on your opponent. That you're walking up to a sensual song.
That you never mind. I can't say that.
You're telling your opponent that it's gonna be a long night.
Exactly. That's it. Like, yes, on the surface, but also it's like, yeah,
slightly homoerotic.
Right. That's gotcha. That's intimidating. Yes.
Yeah, because when I was thinking about doing my the Glizzy Man.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna have It's Raining Men.
Oh yep. My right? gosh!
But I thought it might be a little bit too.
Will gets rolled out of the entrance on a giant bed, just laying there with a cover
yeah,
over him.
Like a heart-shaped bed.
Yep.
It's got to be purple, like Prince.
There you go.
Suede.
You put a lot of thought into this, didn't you?
Suede, yes.
What's your number four? Of course it is.
You know what it is. How long ahead?
It just takes too long to get.
Yeah, you'd have to edit it down
before
you get to the drum fill.
That's what a lot of these wrestlers do.
See, this is where you should have had it queued up like a professional.
Dang.
You should have had it edited already.
You gotta have the intro and then you gotta have the drum drop. Do do
do do do do do do. Trying to get to it, he can't find it.
Good God.
Hopefully none of you guys ran off the road when the drum came in.
Yeah,
that takes too long to get
It would be edited, okay?
A lot of these like wrestlers, like I mean people who are more established, but like The Undertaker, like his entrance is long because he always, especially for like pay-per-views and stuff, like he would do his normal song. But I remember watching one pay-per-view where, like, he had, I mean, probably 40-plus people in, like, cloak robes all the way down the walkway of the entrance holding, what do you want to call them? I don't remember what they're called, but just the sticks, like, with fire on the end. Sticks with fire.
Sparklers?
Yeah, that was it, no.
Torches.
Tiki torches?
Basically, yeah. And he had, like, I mean, sometimes his entrance would take 2 or 3 minutes, especially for a big pay-per-view. So you could do it.
Yeah, this is number three.
Of course it is.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Hey. Candy paint with the white on top. Lambo doors with a woo-wop drop. If you busy plotting on what I got, kick in your door and swat you thought. $100,000 on the tabletop. Half price my whip, same price my watch. Got no jumper, but I ball a lot.
Hey.
On your stony, I do it all.
Right here, I'm doing a little. I'm doing a seawalk. That's what I'm doing right there. But that's appropriate.
If this was your walkout song, your wrestler name would be Chode Malone.
$100,000 on the table.
You thought it was funny. Don't lie.
Oh my gosh.
That is a banger, though.
It is. Not the greatest walkout song, but it's a banger.
It's one of my favorites. It's Gangster.
Post Malone's Harley Gangster.
I just can't see you walking out to it.
Song is Gangster.
He was Gangster at one point, maybe during that album.
Well, this is number two. Haters.
Mr. Bombastic.
Yeah.
You are some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shaggy. Mr. Lover, lover, lover.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Lover, 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 girl.
I don't think Shaggy's like, I think he's straight up American. I think I've heard interviews.
He's not from the islands, man?
No, I think he's just. This is American.
Do you think he tries to make his voice sound like that?
100%.
Exaggerates
it. I feel like it.
Shaggy's goated. I'm not saying that.
It's like he's got something. He's got like.
Let's find out. You are wrong, Will. He's from Kingston, Jamaica.
Ooh.
It's not the first time you were wrong on this podcast.
I've never been wrong on this podcast. That's the first.
Okay.
And this is number one. Because it is goated.
Oh. Okay.
Interesting.
Wow.
Why are all your songs a little sexual?
Voodoo Child is sexual.
That guitar line right there ain't sexual.
No.
This is not a joke, but some people would say that, like with this song, they play guitar, like they call it like having sex with your guitar because you're just feeling the music.
Yeah.
Love's feeling it so hard.
I'm so glad I let Jimmy instead of Stevie Ray Vaughan. As good as Stevie Ray Vaughan is,
I'm surprised he went this Jimmy song.
Oh yeah.
Spence, do you like Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know.
Man, you can't like you can't.
It's before 1980, so I know how you feel about that.
My gosh.
While you have the aux cord, Will, we should have done this for all of us, but we can pass it back. What is your song pick for Jacob?
Oh, yeah. Jacob's not here, so we all picked one song. If Jacob was a wrestler.
I got a good one.
I have a good one, too.
I have a great one. We're just going to roast him the whole time, though.
I think it's good that I went first because this isn't very roastful.
Okay. Like,
it's kind of nostalgic, and I think it's respectful to Jacob, so I'll just play it.
Oh.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest.
Jacob would probably be a tandem, like wrestler.
Reminiscing this night and having such a good time.
Maybe me.
Jacob would be a big country. Jacob would be
Let him play the whole time. Right?
You
sit your phone down like you're right. Like, keep going.
It's okay.
I just killed a bug on my neck.
Jacob would give like Big Show vibes.
Is it that tiny little black thing?
Yeah,
bro. I've been seeing him in here tonight. I don't understand why.
He probably wouldn't say
that tiny though. It's pretty decent size. Big Show.
All right, if Jacob was a wrestler.
Woke up, it's 2021. I want to get text, but I never want to text back.
Wow. That was mine for Jacob.
That's good. Me?
Yeah.
All right. This is what I imagine Jacob walking out to right here.
Uh-huh, you thought me with none, huh?
What is happening?
What did he say there, though?
I'll go back to it in a second.
Just walking so slow.
Just waving at everybody.
And nothing but skinny jeans.
Skinny overalls.
Yeah. Carhartt overalls.
No shirt.
He said, "You thought we were done, huh? We got more." That's what the intro says.
Sure.
Here you go.
You thought we were done, huh? We got more.
Sounds like Deckuville.
Sounds like a deaf person from Deckuville.
I went pretty opposite of all you guys, I think. but it made me laugh. Maybe you don't think it's funny, but that's okay. But this is my pick.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for
what?
A ride?
All right. For Jacob?
Oh, yeah. Big gimmick guy.
Him and Ken have the same amount of hair.
Yeah.
Life in plastic. It's fantastic.
You can brush my hair. Undress me everywhere.
Imagination.
Say that with such passion.
Life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
I'm a Bobby girl.
He just dances down to the ring.
Really slow, though.
Dude, I do love, like, I think Jacob's walking out, like, his outfit is the Carhartt overalls, but leather, like, tight and leather.
Spandex.
No shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, no shirt, yeah, for sure. No. Just the overalls.
Do we get N1s?
For Jacob or for ourselves?
For ourselves, not for Jacob.
Sure, I guess. I don't have any.
I have an N1.
All right.
It was one that I almost did, but I decided not to. I picked Busta Rhymes instead, but. The song is called Motley Crue. It's not the band, though.
DA got that dope.
It was a one-off. It wasn't on an album.
Count up the bands sticking up. No rubber bands.
Old Toasty.
Tennis heavy, can pick it up.
The drop is hard, though. Do a little pyro during the drop.
My whip from Fast Furious. Curtains we got on tears. I get the calms, period. Covered in ice, Siberia. I'm at the top of the pyramid. Bitch, I'm a star.
I had naysayers in Paris, but I didn't find it appropriate.
I mean, that hits hard, though.
It does. It hits real hard.
Let a naysayer know, man.
Dude, when he said that, dude.
That was the most awkward thing I've ever seen on College Game Day.
It was great.
It was so
Desmond
good.
Howard was like, I thought it was going down.
Oh, man.
You think he thought of that himself? Like, on the spot?
I don't know.
Maybe. Probably the producer was like, say this. See what happens.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Uh-huh. You thought me what? None, huh? We not more.
So we're back from our break, and I think that top five went really well.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was real.
Please don't sue us.
It was fun. Don't sue us. We don't have any money, except Paul.
We're not making any money.
If you want to sue anybody, just sue
not
Paul.
Not even a dime.
Sue Paul directly.
Unless you want to cash app us, then we'll make some money.
Cash app us first,
yeah,
and then sue us 10% of that.
At Spencer Zook.
Now we have to have another disclaimer, because now we're asking for money if we played the songs. We can't do that. Now I'm scared.
Not for
I didn't
songs.
Ask for money. I just said if you want to cash app us.
It was like a donation.
Soliciting. I don't like
it. Yeah.
Either way, we have something else to discuss on top of our walk-up songs. Something we want to know, or we're going to discuss, we already know, is what would we wear as wrestlers? What would be our outfits?
I mean, I think the biggest question first is, are you going... You go on the undies route, you go on leather pants, or you going like John Cena?
I think I'm definitely going robe. Like on the outside.
Robe. Just a robe, nothing underneath.
No, robe. And then
like a bathrobe?
Like a boxer's robe.
Okay.
And then underneath I'm definitely going like the boots like that are like just below the knee. Like laced up leather boots. And then I'm going the tidy whities. But they'll be like eggshell, the color.
With a yolk on the front?
Yeah. No, I'll be the yolk. I'll be yoked. But yeah, I'm definitely going tidy. I'm definitely going. I'm doing. The Flying Eggman.
Flying Eggman.
Dude, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like what, because like Jacobs is him, you know what I mean? Like the Carhartt. It's like, what would be me?
Well, if you're something to do with the Amish, I feel like you have to be modest.
Oh yeah.
So you'd probably be like slacks and like suspenders,
dude. Just, yes.
No shirt.
Yep. With an Amish hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I know someone that can let you borrow one of those big brill.
Who? But yeah, I like the shoes. would have to be
just like Doc Martens.
Yeah,
like,
dude, just something simple for the shoes. Will, what would you do, bro?
Oh, just undies. No, nothing. Just simple, straight simple.
Yeah, because you're trying to seduce everybody, basically.
Yeah.
I feel like Will, as a wrestler, he'd do the undies, but he'd also have like, he might be like trained in like jiu-jitsu, so he might be barefoot, like almost like a martial arts version, like a kung fu, Will.
Yeah.
A kung fu.
Kung fu panda.
Yeah.
I gotta think what mine would be, but I think I have an idea.
Yeah, what you got, Derek?
So, Paul, I think you're probably the only one who maybe would remember. There was a wrestler in WWE named Raven.
Mm-hmm.
He was like this super... His gimmick was like... He was so relaxed, it almost seemed like he was just depressed and didn't care, but he was also like psychotic kind of thing. So, today's world, emo, I guess you could say, fits the best. But this is kind of what he looked like.
Yeah, like cut off jeans.
Yeah, like punk rock emo, like
leather jacket,
kind of crazy. Yeah, that I think that's what it would be like.
I see that.
Yeah, I think that would fit the best, and it probably depends on the song, but because I had a couple, you know, rap and stuff like that. But I don't know. I think that would probably. Because, I mean, obviously, out of the five that I played, I'd probably pick number five that I played because the intro feels the best. But that would probably be my character.
Paul, I think you'd have to go, instead of the boots, like, you just go Jordans.
Yeah.
With the undies.
Yeah.
I think that'd fit better.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Some high tops.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you should do undies. I think you should do
nothing.
I think you should do undie or not undie. I think you should do the Jordans, and then just like some Nike sweatpants, like joggers or something.
No, I want to be old school. I want to do the undies.
You want to do the undies?
Yeah,
yeah.
You just have the Jordan. That. You just have the Jordan logo right on the front.
If you guys were wrestlers, yeah,
jump me on the back.
Of the undies?
Yeah.
Tommy.
Jump man on the front, just cradling.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's the move.
Tommy's back.
If you guys were wrestlers, would you guys want to be like the fan favorite? Or would you guys want to be like the hated anti-hero?
I want to be the favorite, bro.
You do?
I want to be the favorite.
You
want to
be like the people's champ?
Yeah.
What's funny is Raven was... It's weird. He was like hated because it was like... frustrating because of like the buildup, but people loved him. That was like his gimmick. So I don't know how he would take that, but he was very frustrating to deal with, but he always came out on top for the most part. Obviously every wrestler, because it's written in, has their top and bottoms of belts and all that stuff, but
I definitely would want to be the one that, like, when my music comes on, it's just like,
oh, you would. It doesn't matter if you want it. That's what you would be.
You'd be a heel. That's what they call it, a heel.
Yeah, I definitely would.
I wouldn't want to be a heel.
No, you'd want to be. You have to be liked. Everyone has to like you and be nice to you.
Because everybody does. So it would be like unnatural to be anything different.
Was Monica nice to you in the wives episode?
She was stern.
She carried on the legacy.
Will cried.
After it was exhausting. Training. Emotionally, mentally.
If you had to have a tag team partner on the pod, who would be your tag team?
From the pod?
Ooh. Oh, Jacoby, easy.
No.
Taking Jacoby.
No.
Me and Jacoby take all three of y'all easily.
That's no. Easily. You guys
no
would
way,
get
dude. Easily. No way.
Easily. Easily me and Jacoby could take all three of y'all.
I think between Paul and Spencer, I'm going to take Paul simply because of his height and build.
So inch taller and less athletic.
An inch taller.
An inch taller?
Yeah, but Spencer has a bad knee, a bad ankle.
No, but if we're all wrestlers, we're all ripped.
Not all wrestlers
are ripped, my guy.
We're being hypothetical, so if we're going to be wrestlers, we're going to be ripped.
Yeah.
I think that the Glizzy Man and the Amish Wrangler,
dude, that'd be a tough combo, dude. Yeah. That'd be a tough combo.
Think for me, like, either one of you would be like a funny combo, because you have like serious, and then you have the guy who's like
I mean, come on.
You also have like you'd have the villain and the fan favorite.
Yeah.
On the same team.
The only thing about Paul is I feel like he'd be one of those guys where like I go to like tag him in and he pulls his hand away and he just lets me get destroyed.
No, I would definitely be the one that like pulls a chair out from under the mat.
Yeah, or just
like,
beats the crap out of me
while the ref's distracted.
Turn sides.
Well, do you have a question for us?
Oh, another question. I did have another question.
We diverting?
Yeah, we are diverting. A little segue. We're still in sports.
We have to take advantage of Jacob not being here. He's exactly. not a big sports guy.
He's a big guy, but he's not a sports guy. So, thus, he's not a big sports guy.
Right.
If you're going to make your sports Mount Rushmore, who's on it? Based on accomplishments, obviously. It's not like, because we've done our top five on our favorite athletes. Those are personal, but when it comes to a Mount Rushmore, those are based on accomplishments, and we have to, you know, decipher that, you know, with our opinions, but we're thinking about accomplishments, period.
I think I got mine. Kobe, Ray Allen, Troy Polamalu.
Ray Allen.
Yeah, I love Ray Allen.
Ray Allen, Polamalu.
You gonna let me finish, or?
Please.
I don't want to anymore.
Okay.
No, Kobe, Ray Allen, Troy Polamalu. The last one is a little difficult, but I think I would have to go Tom Brady.
Tom's got to be up there for sure.
I don't like it,
but he's got to be up there.
Right. It just, he's a GOAT. I don't know.
I think for me, if it's the Mount Rushmore, it's all the GOATs, then you have to do Tom Brady. You have to do Michael Jordan. You have to do Wayne Gretzky. And you have to do Tiger Woods. Mm. Those are all the GOATs. And Mahomes is close. Mahomes is really close.
For me, this is for Jacob, but I'm going to put Lewis Hamilton up there.
Come on.
Heck yeah. Jacob.
I thought we would have one week without mentioning that name. And
he
we don't.
Met him. He could have met him. Didn't get out of bed, though.
You're putting Lewis Hamilton up there?
Yeah.
With who?
With Michael Jordan, Tom Brady. Like, I just feel like he has to be up there. It's tough because it's just like, which sport do you pick? Like, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things. You do Michael Phelps. I know.
Oh, come on.
Swimming?
He's goated, though, bro. Dude.
Get in the pool and do the same thing.
Katie Ledecky's better than him. Swimming. She's dominated swimming more than he has.
She has more medals than he does.
Yes, she does.
Like Olympic medals?
I think so.
She hasn't been enough Olympics.
Or she's going to break it this year.
Well, she ain't there yet.
This is her third Olympics.
Homeboy did since 04 to 18 or whatever.
Yeah.
He's a GOAT.
If you put them in the same pool and let them go head to head, I would think.
Well, obviously, he's a man. He's going to swim faster, but just in dominating.
But not necessarily.
Probably the poster child of being built for a sport is Michael Phelps.
No doubt. He's a fish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Frying pans for hands.
Fish.
Fins for
big fish. Big fish, whale. I mean, it's unclear what he actually is.
I don't remember the actual measurement of his reach, like his arm span. But my friend, he swam in high school and stuff, and he had the long poster in his room. And it was Michael Phelps' real life, like, arm span, like, reached out. It was insane. Like,
kind of weird.
Like, we would... Why is it weird?
Sus.
I don't know why you would have that in your room.
He was super into swimming and he was really good at it. And he had it in there because he looked up to him because that's what he was doing at the time. But
I get it.
At one point, we just got to kind of put our arms out just to see. And it wasn't even close. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. You mean you're not close to an Olympic athlete?
Not even close. I like to think I am, though.
Feel like it's hard not to have Jackie Robinson up there too. Dude. Just what he's meant, what he meant to sports,
right?
Yeah,
right. That was my next question. I think my Mount Rushmore is pretty similar to yours. I don't think Gretzky's on there. It's probably a baseball player, but
no way.
And then,
but is there a clear and defined GOAT in baseball?
That's my issue, right?
Yeah.
My question next is:
was there not?
Not really. When it comes,
Babe Ruth. Like,
who would you say?
I mean, but like it could be, but there's other guys.
Barry Bonds.
It's not. It's not as easy as Jordan. It's not as easy as Brady.
Steroids.
I think Gretzky's easier than all those guys.
Sure, within his sport. But then my next question is, and this is, I want Tiger on there. Are we, should it be the top four sports and the GOATs of those sports?
Like the four major sports.
But that's right. Also, I mean, the top four for us may not be top four for everybody.
Well, hold on a second, because I want to go back to it. Because like, I feel like baseball is, some people may not think so, but like, baseball is not an easy sport to play and like be on top at.
No.
Like at all. So like people like Jackie Robinson and Babe Ruth and stuff, like, I don't know, dude. I feel like Babe Ruth is pretty high up there for me.
I feel like if you put Babe Ruth in today's game, he'd be just a guy.
He wouldn't have made the team because he wouldn't have passed the physical.
Well, yeah. I mean, they had different standards back then versus now.
It was all white then, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
Right.
It's hard to say you dominated a sport when the brothers weren't allowed to play. I mean.
Right. Exactly. I mean, exactly right. What is the fourth major sport in America? Is it hockey?
Yeah.
Go through them all real quick.
I mean, it's football, basketball, baseball, and then the fourth is hockey?
I would say hockey.
Okay. And then golf, when it comes to television?
Soccer's growing.
It's growing.
It's
right.
Getting up there.
But dude, wasn't NASCAR like one of the most watched sports for a long time? I don't think it is now, but it was years.
But when I was growing up, when I was watching it, number 88, UPS, it was up there, bro. Like, NASCAR was...
Who's considered the GOAT?
Dale Earnhart.
Is it Dale Earnhart?
Yeah. 1-2 Earnhart.
The Intimidator.
It's not
bro.
Jimmy Johnson. I thought Jimmy Johnson won more titles.
I think he does at this point, but Dale Earnhart is more legendary for sure.
Where would you put Jeff Gordon?
Right behind top Jimmy
five.
Johnson.
Top Jeff five. Gordon, baby.
2-4 for life, boy.
He's top five. Yeah.
Yeah, he's solid. Newer guy, I don't know who's like winning now. I have no idea.
I don't know. I haven't watched it in years. I used to be, it's as funny as I used to be really into NASCAR.
Dude, I kind of was too, low-key. Like,
religiously, like nobody like really knew. I just made time like at home. If I didn't get a chance to watch the race, of course at that time, like you didn't have the phones we had now, so you couldn't keep up with it unless you watched it. So I would record it. And I would sit down and watch the whole thing. If I couldn't watch it like at the time of, with church or whatever, I'd start from the beginning.
I remember, like, we'd come home, we'd go to church, and then in the afternoon, the race would be on, my dad would be watching it.
Yep.
And I'd sit there and watch it. We'd fall asleep, usually, but, like, I'd watch the race, and, you know, I pulled for Rusty Wallace.
Oh.
Interesting.
I don't know why. He's just the dude I picked, but I like Mark Martin, too.
I was,
Mark Martin was good.
Yeah.
I was done after Earnhardt died. I remember we were at Ocean Lakes, and I just cried, and then... I didn't want to watch
I would respect anymore. I would respect a Dale Earnhart on the Mount Rushmore if somebody wanted to put him there. I would respect that.
Earnhart, did he wreck or did somebody wreck him?
Yeah, it was a bad wreck.
I don't know if somebody spun him. I feel like it was by himself.
Hold on, let me look it up.
I don't want to put the blame on somebody.
What about Ricky Bobby?
Oh my God.
So good.
Man. What about Flint Tropics, like who do you play there?
We beat them. No, we didn't.
No, we should have.
What is the Mount Rushmore of fictional sports athletes? Bobby Boucher's up there, right?
Bobby Boucher.
Is Happy Gilmore up there? Can we put two of the same guy?
I mean, you got to have Air Bud up there.
I was about to say Air Bud. No.
Definitely up there, dude.
Yeah.
You took it from me.
So Dale Earnhardt made contact with two other drivers, and his car got sent into,
to the wall.
Should have been wearing a seatbelt.
Oh my gosh,
he was.
He definitely was,
dude. I mean, if you're talking about also domination of a sport, what's the Glizzy Gobbler's name?
Not Kobayashi, but the American dude. What's his name?
Gosh, you would not have asked me his name.
Hold on. I'll look it up. Hold on.
I'm mad.
Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah. Yes. He dude,
I mean, that's domination, have you seen the
video,
bro.
Have you seen the video where he is doing the hot dog contest and then
pushes somebody off.
A protester comes on the stage. He like knocks a protester down.
Keeps going.
Takes him out. And he still won the eating
Wasn't
contest.
Wasn't that this year?
No, this was several years ago. Yeah. No, yeah. He's nobody's dominated sports like him.
especially hot dog contest.
That's a hot take. Nobody's dominated sports like a guy eating glizzies. I mean,
he wins every year.
It's just crazy. True.
Nobody's dominated hot dogs like that guy.
I don't know how they don't choke. Someone
that's why they
choke.
Dip it in water, bro.
If they do choke, they
that's
do,
just
they
the
choke.
Bun though. Like the water doesn't do anything to the
glizzy.
The wiener.
A literal choke is a figurative choke. In a eating contest.
I'm glad you clarified that, Will.
I'm confused what that really means.
You know, like in sports, if you choke, you know, it's like a figurative deal. But like if you literally choke in an eating contest, you also figuratively choke.
You're right.
What about Caitlin Clark?
College basketball.
Eating contest?
Women's college basketball.
Dude, she has put women's basketball on the map. Yeah.
I'm going to call it, though. I think that in the next year, maybe, I think her first year, she'll be still hype, but in the next year after that, she'll die off.
I don't know, dude. Still, she's like Steph Curry of women's basketball, and if she continues like that, it's going to make it a lot
like
more
that,
entertaining.
I think she'll bring in a lot more revenue.
I don't see why she wouldn't.
You guys going to watch?
I already own a Chicago Sky hat.
So you going to watch?
Yes, I'm
She's
all in.
She plays for Toronto.
No, I'm saying, but I'm in on the WNBA. They have Angel Reese, and they have the girl from South Carolina.
I thought she got drafted by
Indiana.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Are her and Aaliyah Boston on the same team now?
But no, somebody else got drafted by...
I don't know.
Cordoza and Angel Reese are on the same team.
Yeah, that's
Chicago
wild,
Sky.
Dude.
That'll be interesting.
I feel
that's like
they
Tim
hate each other.
That's like Tim Duncan and David Robinson.
I read a report the other day that they said that like if Caitlin Clark can continue like what she's doing through her career in the WNBA, then the NBA won't have to pay the difference of what they're losing every year. Like,
it's possible.
Like they can gain, like I think that's like what, $10 million that the NBA shoves out every year or whatever, because like the NBA on I don't remember the exact statistics and numbers, but on average loses $10 million a year, and then the WNBA loses that, and then the NBA
they like subsidize it. Yeah.
The NBA puts the $10 million back in so they can keep going. The idea is that if she stays in and she can continue the capacity that she's at now and stay healthy, that they can make that up, and then the NBA won't have to filter that money in for them.
Dude, I watched more of the women's tournament than the men's this year.
I watched a little bit of the women's.
I actually watched more women's too. Because I was kind of over the men's.
I don't know. When you have teams like, you know, Purdue and UConn in the finals, that's not good. Like, they don't want that. Like, nobody wants to watch that. But they're good teams. But it's just... I think this would be super fun, is the All-Star game. They should have women in it with the men.
That'd be cool.
And actually play like a game. Not women versus men, but women on the teams with the men.
Are they going to use a smaller ball?
Ah, crap.
I mean,
I guess.
If they're not playing with the men at the same time, then they could just swap.
No,
out,
I was
right?
saying like it, they would be...
At the same time.
On the same team... Okay, so... Okay.
Like Steph and Caitlin Clark together?
Me. Yeah, dude.
Because you said not they wouldn't play with the men, so they would play with
no,
the men.
No, it wouldn't like, be not, like all women versus all men team. Like gotcha, it would gotcha, be, gotcha, gotcha. It would be mixed together.
What do they do in the celebrity game? They play a women's ball in that?
Probably not.
I don't know.
If they were going to do that game, it would probably be a special game, so they probably would use a women's ball.
But you can't make... I don't know. I feel like you can't go up to the bigger ball.
But do you think that would... create a disadvantage for the women
to use a bigger ball,
for to use a smaller ball.
Well, they're
they know it's their ball.
They do,
yeah.
Use
but then,
ball.
But then the men are gonna use a smaller ball.
No, they're not used to it.
Yeah,
it'd be a disadvantage for the men.
Then maybe it could be interesting.
I do want to see a Caitlin Clark versus Steph Curry 3-point contest, though.
That'd be cool.
Oh yeah.
Steph torches her, right?
Well, I mean,
Sometimes the 3-point shooting contests are, I don't know. Like, not a true...
You remember when Kevin Hart beat Draymond?
Yeah. I could probably beat Draymond.
Dude, Draymond's cheeks, bro.
I could beat Draymond.
Especially at threes, dude.
I don't know. Will's 2-for-3, so he can come close.
I was 100% through three games.
Total, I'm talking. The last three you took, you missed.
Thanks. Thank you, Derek.
Yeah, no problem.
The other day.
The other day.
I was like flipping back and forth between the hockey and the basketball game, and Monica, the basketball game was on, and Monica was like, is any part of you like want to play basketball again? I was like, no, not any part of me. None. I'm out. I'm retired.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm not doing that.
Softball's next.
You keep saying that. Find a league, bro.
The season's already started this spring.
I'll say this.
I feel like seasons go all year.
I would go play with you guys for pickup games and stuff, but nope. I don't want to be in a league.
I'm at this point in my
life.
Why?
You didn't even get hurt, bro.
My pride was hurt.
He got kicked out, dog.
At this point in my life, I'm sticking to golf and pickleball.
Do you think that you wouldn't want to play because of physical capacity to the game, or because you're just too competitive that you feel like...
I get too mad. And it's a bad look, and I embarrass myself and my friends.
I thought it was hilarious.
That's the last part.
Yeah. Like, how can you be so bad at something and care so much?
That's how it was me at golf.
You're competitive.
Ugh. Well, I think that's all we got tonight, boys. Thanks for tuning in, y'all, to the Late Night Social. It's been a fun night. Jacob, we miss you, bro.
Yeah.
And, I think he'll be back next week or whatever episode drops next. So y'all stay tuned. Keep up with us on social media. On Instagram, we got the late night underscore social. You can check that, Will, because I don't know if that's right, but I think it is. But yeah, give us a follow and tune in next week. We drop episodes every Monday. So we'll catch y'all later.
Peace.
Later.
They call me Mr. Bombastic, call me Fantastic.